couple of days ago on 100.3 The Bulls, $10,000 for the troops presented by MacHike Chevy Cares. Kana called in to do the 810 Amen, and he was talking about getting cookies from Grammy's Cookie Convoy and our cards. And there, we had so many questions after it was over from text messages. We decided to get him back on the phone with us. And Kana, remind folks where you are now and what you're doing.
Yes, sir. I am currently a recruiter in Connecticut out of the Ansonia Recruiting Station. I'm a staff sergeant in the United States Army, and I've been able to serve this country for 6 years.
Thank you, by the way, sir, for your service. We appreciate that.
And I appreciate y'all's support and everything y'all are doing.
Well, we're trying to make you proud, Kana. Last year, we got almost 63,000 cards from our listeners. We call them Bull Nation. We love getting these thank you cards, but sometimes when people are putting them together, they struggle with what to write inside. So if you are getting a card, what do you like to see?
Well, when we got the cards, there was a lot of different things on them, especially children had filled them out, and it really brought us back down to earth of remembering everything we're fighting for, our families that are at home, and we had put them up on the walls, and it added a little bit of that whimsicalness, I guess you could say, to the rotation.
Would you say that receiving a card or a care package keeps you fighting?
Oh, yes, sir, very much. It just helps us remember what we're fighting for and that, you know, our nation is that great to be able to support us and all the things that we're doing.
What do you think makes this country so great and worth fighting for and putting your life on the line like you have for so many years?
It's definitely just the freedom. It's becoming more worldwide that freedom is becoming more of a thing, and that's something that we fight for, is for every human to have the ability to do what they want to do, think what they want to think, practice the religions they want to practice, and just generally live life the way they'd want to live it.
All right. So if you want to say one thing, Kana, to folks that were maybe haven't written a card yet, what can you do to light a fire under their booties?
Just know that what you're writing is actually getting seen, and that we do appreciate it, and it does actually uplift our spirits to see things from home and know that people still think about us, because it's definitely been a trying time for this nation. And, you know, we're all still fighting the good fight to keep America the way that we want it to be.
And Kana, is it safe to say that when you're serving with other men and women, that there are some military heroes out there that aren't receiving any sort of correspondence from home? They have no family to write them, and this is a little piece of home for them?
Oh, yes, certainly. We have people from all walks of life, and not everybody has that pleasure of having immediate family to look forward to coming home to.
Nothing like reading a card from Houston, Texas, and eating one of those delicious cookies, right?
That really is. We had started putting them up on the walls everywhere. You couldn't turn a corner without seeing one.
Kana, thank you so much for your service. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And we love that there were pictures and cards from Houston, Texas, up on the walls of a barracks in Poland while you were serving there, brother. You have made our day by sharing your story.
It's awesome to be able to share that experience. Appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
We're collecting 10,000 thank you cards in honor of the 4th of July to get in heroes' hands like Kana. Can you help us out? All the information on how to help, where to send them, everything is at thebullshouston.com, or you can call us right now, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull.